Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Johnny Cash's personal archives are going to Belmont University. The school raised $8.6 million to purchase hundreds of banker's boxes full of letters, lyrics, and photos, all of which will be available to students and researchers next year. Music and culture reporter Justin Barney went to the school to see a couple of choice items.
On a glass table in an office at Belmont University, Mary Ellen Pethel holds a piece of loose leaf paper.
These are some lyrics from the song Fly Away.
The thing is, Johnny Cash never released a song called Fly Away.
I'm going to flip it around and show you that it's got the end of the song, and he signed it with the date September 1967.
Pethel, the director of the Johnny Cash Learning Center and Archives, says that students and researchers will soon also get to hold this water-stained and worn piece of paper with Johnny Cash's handwritten lyrics and wonder, what would this song have sounded like? Belmont is building a learning center on Music Row that will house the collection, right behind Columbia Studio A. She says that the collection isn't going to the Country Music Hall of Fame or the Johnny Cash Museum.
It's really intended for the continuation of research and scholarship about Johnny Cash. So not just the tourist aspect or the fandom, but for the legacy of a musical icon.
The items are a metaphorical trunk in the attic. There's letters, photos, VHS tapes, and other ephemera, including some unusual keepsakes.
There is a hermetically sealed bag of cotton from his dad in the Arkansas farm.
She already has a Johnny Cash biographer ready to view the collection and a songwriter who is hoping to be inspired by it. There's also a plan to digitize a large part of the collection, and that will be made available to the public. From Nashville Public Radio, I'm Justin Barney.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends.
You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.